Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the Second Sphere podcast. And I'm your host, Crystal Jasper. I'm up a little early. I was guest for Linda's Doctor Show. Thank you for having me as guest on your show. And if you guys ever need a guest, click me up. So, yeah, we'll be on your show if you need one. Like, I'm also an independent author, as well as medium and remote viewer. So that's why I put Second Sphere. So I can develop mediumship and remote viewing and other abilities or healing. So today I'm going to talk about mostly shadow people in our dreams and possibly in reality. Stay tuned. I hope you like those clips. Thank you, Parapost. Let me share. Anyway, what about shadow people in dreams? I mean, they're both intriguing. And, you know, and also have some sort of spiritual meaning as well. And often, they carry a similar meaning. So, let's dive into it, shall we? Topic Tuesday. Come on. Yay. Just kidding. Here are some possible interpretations. Now, I'm not great on dream interpretation per se, but shadow people, what do they represent in dreams? I mean, how do you see shadow people? Do you see them fully manifested, like an apparition, or do you see them half manifested? It's what I like to call shadow people, half manifested beings, because they don't have enough energy or whatever reason why they show up being a shadow person. It could be a time traveler, a time slip, you know, I believe in all those things. Anything's possible at this point, right? So shadow people may represent different meaning in dreams, as in waking life, right? Now I've had my run-ins with shadow people in reality, but really not so much so in dreams, which is kind of weird, because I know I have, when you have vivid dreams, sometimes you might see different people, and they appear like I am to you here, full of apparitions. And there's an old saying where if you see someone in your dream, it's a ghost or spirit looking right at you when you're sleeping. How creepy is that? I give me a chill every time I say that. So, shadow people, like, represent our shadow self. I'm going to talk more about shadow work in my next book. And the book I'm going to release pretty soon is called Curse of the Second Seer. It's more of a nonfiction book, my first nonfiction, where you could add a little here and there and twist it a little. It's like, what it would be like if you had the same abilities as I have as a second seer, right? We can remote view and we can talk to the dead at the same time. So that's kind of where I set the title, Second Seer. So the shadow self in the dreams possibly represents I found an article here that represents the rejected and hidden aspects of ourselves that we may find it difficult to acknowledge or to even accept. These shadow aspects may include repressed emotions, fears, or desires, or traits that we have disowned or suppressed. Now, it's important to do shadow work. I highly recommend it before you move on to any other aspect within the paranormal or energy work. Because before I even started out in the paranormal, I was looking into like energy, how it worked, how it moved, how we can use it in our everyday life, like Reiki. And I know I have some ability healing within my hands. So I was just sharing on our show with Linda today that my grandmother seen a psychic and told me that there's something special about your granddaughter's hands. So it should be on the fact that I might be able to heal them. Never know. So I got into the first ranking. So hopefully I finish that one of these days, get the rest of 2 minutes. And like stop that again. Because whenever I lay hands on people, it's like they can feel the warmth coming from my hands. Now this send the energy ball, look at that. It just changed up the room there. But anyway, I always say it's positive energy, healing energy, you can accept the reject. So let me feel something, right? Hey, I'm already feeling something whenever I do these. It's pretty amazing. So yeah, or some people it might represent an unacknowledged part of ourselves. Some people in dreams especially may represent parts of ourselves that we have either neglected or denied. And they can serve also as a reminder to explore and integrate these aspects into our conscious awareness. And also by simply acknowledging and accepting these hidden parts, that we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and experience personal growth. And also we might be dealing with fear and anxiety, right? A lot of you may not know, I've had my first panic anxiety attack recently. And let me tell you, it's scary for anyone to have to go through that because it really feels like we're experiencing heart attack. And at my age, I'll be 52, May 30th, I'm not. I'll be 52, and like, it could be a heart attack or some other thing because I've had health issues with my heart all my life. But luckily, I've never had to take any medications for that. But yay for that so far. Knock on wood. So anyway, yeah, if you're anxiety, what are you afraid of? I'm afraid of the living. Wouldn't say that in a joke. But just seriously, yeah. You might be afraid of the living. You might have some social anxiety. Cause we were having a COVID, for a while, and we're stuck inside all the time. And now we're having social, or at least I do. We have social anxiety towards socializing with other people, not just with the opposite sex, but with other people, and things like that. I have that issue, or speaking in public. You would think I wouldn't be afraid of speaking in public because I do podcasts and radio all the time. No, speaking in public is an entirely different arena because you're actually speaking or addressing an issue in person. But I shouldn't be afraid of that because I'm always behind the mic anyway. So, yeah. I know, it's weird. It's like, I get stage fright sometimes just by playing the piano. But once I start, I am fine. Because I know my music. As a musician, we know our music, hopefully. So, I suppose, like, a dozen songs, and they've been recorded. So that way, I like, later on in my years, I might forget a couple of songs or so. That's why I had all my songs recorded in 1 hour. They were like, well, they were impressed. Usually, it takes an artist just to sing one song because I'm gonna retake. But I only had to take one or two takes. I'm like, oh, I was like, on the roll, let's do another one. But anyway, I'm getting off topic, sorry. yeah, so anyway, dreams that involve shadow people can also reflect fear and anxiety, right? Which is a dark and mysterious nature of shadow people, or shadow figures can symbolize the unknown, right? Or even unresolved fears that we might be avoiding or suppressing. Like, one of my other fears is spiders, right? Or hornets, especially a big bumble hornet. Forget it. I'm out of here. It's true. I was wearing a heart monitor. This is funny. I was wearing a heart monitor for 24 hours for my heart issue. And right when we stepped out of the doctor's office, a huge hornet came right at me. I'm like, holy hell, the heart monitor spiked. We laugh at it now. Even the doctors kind of laughed at it. Because I'm petrified of hornets, black hornets especially. I think because one time I was barefooted and I was like in the park with my friend, and all of a sudden I stepped on a bee. And then after that, I was petrified of bees. So at least I'm not allergic to bees. Okay, so I'm back to the topic. So anyway, shadow people may also have represent hidden functional. Shadow people in dreams can also like represent untapped functional and hidden talents. Like I was saying, creative ability with music and craft, arts and crafts. I'm always doing diamond painting or painting, art glyphs. And they may signify that there's a dormant abilities or quality within us, right, that are waiting to be expressed. Like a lot of times, how I come up with these music may be because they were in my dreams. I was sharing earlier, when this show, and it's like, maybe because I was hearing music within my dreams. That's how I come up with that book title, Music Within My Dreams. And there is a book, a composition book, if you can read music at that level. Seriously, I was like diagnosed with level of genius and Mozart, and I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying because I always had a ability for the piano. You never know, I could have been Mozart in a past life. And I do like Mozart classical and variety music. So, yeah. So these dreams can serve as a call to explore strange new worlds. I like Star Trek, I'm sorry. To explore and develop our hidden strengths and talents, right? It don't have to be paranormal or psychic. Like I was saying, I have music ability, like a musician, and I love to dabble in paint, or dabble in painting, or writing. Writing is another good medium to work with because you're getting your, what if you're grieving, like I've been grieving since my late husband passed. I know it's 2020, since 2020, but it's like, there's still what I want to process. They're not here anymore. In body, but they're here in spirit, right? But yeah, writing Music or even painting are good mediums to express our inner emotions, creativity. So it's like we're putting that out there to let others know they are not alone, whatever they're dealing with. So even though it feels like we're alone most of the time, but really there's a lot of other people in the world that might be going through the same thing as we are, especially as psychics. And I don't think you have to be a psychic per se to experience all these things in life, but you know, it's part of life, unfortunately. That's part of life. And so there's even support groups now that we can attend. If you're the older folks like myself, I should be attending those. But I find that keeping myself busy with these gifts, and it's not only healing for myself, but it's also healing for others. You know what I mean? Whenever I forgot to say this, but I love this show, but whenever I'm playing the piano just for the enjoyment, I'm also praying. You know? And so that's when the spirit, or maybe even the angels, might chime in. And I always say, they're always welcome to chime in, even with these videos. So hopefully they'll chime in with these videos. So it's like, yeah, you never know. Shadow people, shadow work, putting those together. Now, there are some similar messages with shadow people and in dreams, right? In which the material messages specific to the individual dreamer. I mean, how did it make you feel? If you can't remember a specific dream, let's say, how did it make you feel when you woke up? Just like when I asked, how did that experience make you feel? How did it dose from spirit make you feel? Did you feel frightened, scared, fearful, or the complete opposite? That's how you know that you not only had a genuine experience, but that you also had a genuine dose encounter, right? That's how I'm able to remember some certain events in my life. And that is why I prefer to write some of these experiences down, kind of like paranormal diaries. That's where I got my first book, Paranormal Dark Pathways, Paranormal Diaries. And most of my books are on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So, yeah. And I have a website on witch.com. Right now, I'm up to 16 books. Why not promote yourself, right? Let's see, I need some time out. To promote yourself. This is my latest 16th book, Beyond the Stars, by yours truly. But I touched a little bit about crop circles and mainly about my many UFO experiences, not just one, many UFO experiences in my life, within my life. Oh, I gotta fix this, hold on. So that was my fly trap, and I've been using the fly trap to capture gnats. They're little bugs from hell. Anyway, but yeah. So I was gonna say, what did I say? Oh yeah. So shadow work is very important if you want to move forward with other avenues within your life or the paranormal in general. So if you need to work on your inner self, that's really what shadow work really means. Working on our inner child, our inner self, right? If you don't have, let's just say, if you don't do the shadow work and start hugging your inner child, I don't think you won't be able to move forward as, you know, as you should. So I think, speaking from experience, I should like do this once a month, shadow work. Now, if you guys are interested, I can help guide you. There's a second let me so look at I'm writing. But yes. I can help guide you, perhaps work on your inner self. Now you know you had a chatterbox, that mind the chatterbox talk one time or singing music. You know you had a song stuck in your head. I can help get rid of that very easily. Once you get rid of that chatterbox, you're on your way to fulfilling, be a better psychic, a better person, better peace of mind, right? Right? So I've never done regression work, but I can refer to some great people that can do that. And I've had experience with past life and UFO regression because I've had dealt with missing time when I was, we figured it was about when I was 15 years old. When I had my first alien abduction. And I kept talking about these blue beings. So I don't want to give too much away because I share a little bit of that on Linda's show this morning. And the air, we'll have an air on Facebook on April 10th. And hopefully I can share the video after tomorrow. We'll see how that goes. So, yeah, it's almost 30 minutes. So if you guys want me to talk about any other paranormal, supernatural topics Tuesday, talk to Tuesday. Let me know, send me a message. I'm always on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My email is nicolejaspar8@gmail.com. So yeah, shoot me a message. I want to talk more about shadow people. Hey, I've got plenty of more experiences. So with the shadow people. And I think there are I think I know that. Shadowing dreams. You know, I'm gonna look this up real quick. Dreaming about shadow people. Black shadow dreams interpretation. The dreams about black shadows can take many forms, right? And so in some dreams, shadows might appear as menacing figures, while in others, they simply lurk in the background. Some specific things that might happen within a dream about black shadow includes really like you're being followed or watched by a dark figure, right? Or feeling like you're being attacked by a shadow. And so I'm not saying like your own shadow, but it's like sometimes you feel like you're being followed from another shadow, like the shadow person, kind of paranormal, put it that way. And so the shadow becomes more and more intense as the dream process, right? Or being unable to move or speak when the shadows appear. Kind of like, what is that called? Parallel. How much for you guys? I need that word. Sleep paralysis. Thank you. Sleep paralysis. Or night terrors, where you feel like there's something there on your bed, and it's like you can't move, you only open your eyes, and then you just might see the shadow person or the head. Now, the head is the female version of the shadow person, right? Oh, I just thought of that. What if the head is a female version of the shadow person? I mean, how do you guys see her? Do you see her fully manifested or only half? Remember earlier I shared my theory about shadow people because You're only halfway manifested to your full body aspirations, right? So that's one of my theories about shadow people, besides being time travelers or they're demonic. But I like the time travelers, doesn't matter. So what if we just time travel? Food for thought, right? Even though we can't really, I don't know if we can do it physically yet, but I believe they're working on it. Probably in our human body form. Maybe we can time travel within the astral realm, like astral traveling, soul traveling, right? I never know. Because it feels like whenever I'm astral traveling, lately it's like, I feel like I've been to different places, different worlds, different people, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know. What do you guys think? Have you ever experienced shadow people in dreams or in reality? Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this short video. I love you and Matt was trying with me Topic Tuesday because I was down for a while with a bad cold. And, or flu, whatever it was, possibly the flu, but I was down for over a week. And I felt for sure, you know, nice. I thought I was done for it. But I had a, you know, experience with not only shadow people, but with those in general. And the spirits, yeah. But mostly those, the shadow people. I've seen shadow people in our front yard in the daytime. So it's like, they can appear either day or night. Just like spirits, ghosts. They can communicate with us day or night. And they have no concept of time, I believe so. So that's why I think they can appear to us whenever they feel like it, or whenever they chose to for us to see them. And depending on the person, and how old you are, and how kind-hearted you are, it's like, for me, if I was a ghost, I wouldn't want to talk to him or her because of her attitude towards us. No, I wouldn't go to that person. Hopefully me. But anyway, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this topic too, shadow people in dreams. And next time I'll try to share some more of my experiences because mainly I see the apparitions in dreams, like, I would see you and me only more transparent. But I don't think I've seen a shadow person in a dream or the head. Now, the shadow people might have a gender. I was just saying that in a video. They might have a gender because the head might be a female shadow person. And the other male, like the hat man, pertaining to the other, might have a gender, right? Let me know what you guys think. So, shadow people have a gender? I think so. Anyway, you guys have a great and safe week. And until next time, I'm your host, Nicole Daspari, and we're listening to the Psychic Seer podcast. Peace out. Thank you, spirits. Thank you.